Welcome to my commentary on Paul's letter to the disciples in the province of Galatia, otherwise known as the Book of Galatians. This section of my commentary concerns Galatians chapter 1, verses 18 to 24. We will now finish the first chapter of Galatians. Verse 18 says, "Then, after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to get acquainted with Peter, and I stayed with him 15 days. It took Paul 3 years to finally go up to Jerusalem. Those 3 years were a real time of learning for Paul. We don't really know if those 3 years he spent in the Arabian desert. Some people suggest that all 3 years were spent in the desert. Some people suggest that all 3 years weren't spent in the desert. Only a portion of that time was spent in the desert when Paul received the revelations from the Lord Jesus Christ. I tend to think he didn't spend all 3 years in the desert, but there was a 3-year gap where he did not go immediately to Jerusalem to speak to the leaders about the gospel he received from the Lord Jesus Christ. We spoke about this in the last section. If many of us got the visions that Paul got, we might well just head off to the leadership immediately to see if we had really gotten it right. But again, Paul didn't. It took him 3 years. And when he did go, he didn't go and see everybody. According to what he says here in verse 18, he just saw Peter and he saw James. He was there for 15 days. He's got a good memory, and Paul is very exact. The mention of 15 days prove that. Now, when it comes to James, this James is the brother of the Lord Jesus Christ. We see him mentioned in 1 Corinthians 15 when Paul speaks of the resurrected Jesus appearing to people. Paul said that Jesus appeared to the apostles. He appeared at another location in another occasion to about 500 men and women. He also appeared to James personally, and Paul says all of that to say this: he actually appeared to me as well, but that was after his ascension in his glorified body. The point is this: Jesus appeared to his brother James after his resurrection specifically. Now, can you imagine how James would have felt? Here, James grew up with Jesus. And we do know from the scripture that his brothers and sisters did not believe that he was the Jewish Messiah. They actually at one point thought he was going crazy. He was a lunatic. And it took the resurrection to convince the brothers and sisters of Jesus just who he really was. Now, we don't even know if all of Jesus' brothers and sisters, or should I say half-brothers and sisters, accepted him as their Lord and Savior. But we do know that James did. And when James met Jesus after the resurrection, I cannot fathom what that meeting was like. James must have been dumbfounded. James was obviously saved at that point. He became the head of the Jewish church. And James struggled over the gospel that Paul taught. That was partly why the convention in Acts 15 had to have taken place. And it's hard for me to believe that the brother of Jesus, after meeting the resurrected Jesus, and after whatever Jesus would have told him, would still have put stock into Judaism, and especially the law of Moses. But he did. So Paul tells us that after 3 years, he went up to Jerusalem for 15 days and he met with Peter and James. When the text says up to Jerusalem, and really you see that phrase all the way through the Bible, when the Bible says up to Jerusalem, especially in Paul's case when you are really north, you would think the text would say down to Jerusalem, meaning down south to Jerusalem. But it doesn't say that. The Bible always speaks of Jerusalem as being up, no matter what direction you are approaching it from. And that is because Jerusalem is elevated. The word up is in reference to the height of Jerusalem, not the direction of Jerusalem. Verse 19 says, I saw none of the other apostles, only James, the Lord's brother. I guess actually speaking about James that I already have spoken about is in verse 19. It's not in verse 18. So I already spoke about James. Verse 20, I assure you before God that what I am writing you is no lie. That's a sad statement in my thinking. Here Paul had to tell these Galatians that he wasn't lying. He had to tell his brothers in Christ that he was not lying. That suggests to me that some of the people in Galatia, some of the Christians, thought that Paul might be lying. But once again, Paul, in chapter 1, is defending his ministry because his ministry is being attacked by the false teachers. So he had to tell these people all that he is saying is not a lie. It is the truth. Verse 21. Later I went to Syria and Cilicia, where Paul lived in Tarsus. When it speaks of Syria and Cilicia here, basically Tarsus was the capital of Cilicia, and both Cilicia and Syria were Roman provinces. If Paul went anywhere outside of Tarsus from the year 33 to 46 AD, those mystery years that we know little of, he didn't go far. Syria was not far from Tarsus, and Tarsus was in Syria. That's one reason why many people really don't think Paul was an apostle during those years, because he may not have gone very far. Those years between 33 and 46 AD might have been just years of learning that Paul had to go through before the bulk of his ministry took place. During those years, he was probably the tent maker that we know he was. Verse 22. I was personally unknown to the churches in Judea that are in Christ. Judea is south of Damascus, south of Tarsus. Judea is the Roman province that Jerusalem was in. Paul is simply saying he did not know the Christian believers in that province, because really he had not been to Judea or Jerusalem that often during those particular years. Verse 23 says, they only heard the report. The man who formerly persecuted us is now persecuting the faith he once tried to destroy. You see the words the faith in verse 23? Usually, for the most part, the word faith in the New Testament is used more or less in a verb form, meaning it's an action word. So We speak of faith as trusting or believing or giving. Faith in New Testament terms in relation to Jesus means that we rely on Jesus. We trust Jesus with our lives. We hand our lives over to Jesus. That's what faith means. It does not mean simply giving mental assent to who Jesus is. In this case, and in a few other cases in the New Testament, the word faith is used more as a noun, as in the faith. Paul persecuted the faith, meaning he persecuted believers, but not just believers. He persecuted the gospel message. He persecuted the central truths of Christianity. He persecuted the central truths of the faith. So what we really need to know here is, for the most part, the word faith in the New Testament is an action word, meaning trusting. But in a few occasions, it is a noun, and that would relate to the faith, the gospel, or Christianity. Verse 24. And they praised God because of me. The general Christian public in Judea praised God because of Paul. That was not necessarily the case with the Christian leadership. They had major concerns that had to get worked out. So this closes the first chapter of Paul's letter to the Galatians. For further insight, you can visit my commentary on Galatians at stevesweetman.com.